so I'm going to stay with the way they played Wednesday.
Well, I hope that's not the only reason that would have our attention. Hopefully the magnitude of the game, you know, for us, you know, every game's a big game, obviously, in a league race. But you know, we need to be successful there. We haven't been successful there near very often, as it doesn't seem like. And certainly the way they played last night, I didn't see all the game yet, but I saw the last 15 minutes live, and, you know, they played great. And to see them be in that game and have a chance to win it, I think they had the ball down two and missed a three in regulation, you know, with about 20 seconds left. But to see how they competed and then, you know, just to think back, you know, 3 days ago, we weren't even in the game. So we know that it'll be a tough challenge for us.
Bill, with the defense that you put on Kansas State, I've asked you this before, it's a growing team, a young team. Do you see them having a chance to be up there with some of your one of the better defensive teams you've had?
I think in time we will. Yeah, I think in time. We've been pretty good on that end, the vast majority of our years here. You know, if you go back to the early years, we were, you know, arguably as good a defensive team as there was in the country year in and year out for the most part. So this team's not there yet. Now, if we continue to get better and they stay together and all those things, we can do that. But when you're playing that many young guys, it's probably not as realistic to think that they could be like Tyshawn as a senior and Jeff Withey as a senior and those sorts of things. But certainly we're heading in a very positive direction, I believe.
Is there any of the guys in particular that have really ascended defensively?
I actually, if you have Marcus and Devon out there, you're going to have two of the three best perimeter defenders in our league every night. If you have those two out there together, I don't think anybody can deny that. But I would say, you know, and that's a healthy Marcus. But I would say Devon probably as far as understanding spacing and angles and all those things, he's probably ascended the most.
Is Marcus 100%?
No. He's not close to 100. Well, I say not close. He may be 85 or 90, but he still can't jump off his left leg, and he's a left leg jumper. You know, he plays everything off his left leg for the most part. So the injury, it may not be even be 100% before the season's over. But you know, he's out there and trying.
So he plays, you know, 22 minutes, and then, you know, 48 hours later, 27 minutes, and you say he's not 100%. How gritty is Marcus?
Well, he's one of the toughest kids we have, and I mean, everybody would agree to that, you know, within our program. He tried to come back faster than what he did, and he just couldn't do it. And so certainly, you know, I'm not saying we couldn't have won the game without him on Monday, but it would have been very difficult to win that game without him. Just his presence and the 22 minutes or 27 minutes, whatever it was that he gave us, I think certainly enhanced our positioning.
Do you have to monitor his minutes, or are you just going to engage it during the game?
No, there's no monitor. If anything, maybe conditioning, but no, there's no monitoring at all.
Does he feel pretty good after games?
I think for the most part, you know, he's sore after everything, but I think it's getting a little bit better, you know, as time passes.
Devon, it seems like maybe January he started to slow down. I don't know if it was like a freshman wall or whatever, but it seems like he's again kind of turned it back up. Was there a turning point or anything you noticed there?
No, I don't think Devon's hit a wall personally, you know, unless you equate wall maybe as maybe not as good a performance or something like that, but I haven't seen him slow down at all, and he certainly hadn't in practice, and he spends as much time in the gym on his own as anybody has in a long time around here.
What's going to be the key to getting a better performance on the road?
Well, you know, I guess there's a lot of keys. 11 a.m. start, so, you know, energy and being awake will probably be very important. You know, we can't let those shooters that they have, you know, get naked looks because they're going to make them if they get them. You know, McGriff has always played great against us, and we need to do a way to offset him, his play on the glass and things like that. But, you know, we got to attack different defenses. There's a lot of keys, but just in general, if you're talking intangibles, I'd say being awake and having team energy, you know, comparable to like what we had the other night, even though that hasn't gone on the road yet this year. We were good at Baylor. I mean, to be up 20-something with 4 minutes left, that was good. And then we puttered around late. But there were some good things that happened there from just and TCU, where our energy was a little better and that kind of stuff. But still, yet it wasn't comparable energy to what we had the other night. It was more of a workman type energy, and we executed a little better. So we're going to have to do that.
Bill, do you think what you mentioned earlier, that kind of back against the wall mentality, maybe helps bring out that energy a little bit more on the road with the situation?
Maybe. I don't know. You know, we haven't really talked about that a lot, but our back is against the wall. It'll be against the wall until regular season's over, and then everybody's back's against the wall in the postseason because it's, you know, potentially one and done. So I would say if anything, it should bring out a sense of urgency that maybe hasn't been consistent for the most part during conference play.
Did you see some of that urgency on Monday?
Oh, God, I saw a ton of it. I mean, everybody that watched, I'm sure, saw. You know, that was definitely a different energetic type team. And didn't matter that it looked like we played well when we really didn't play that well. It's just we made them not play well at all. Offensively, and that's the key right there. You know, I think it shows up more on the defensive end than anything else. And you know, K-State and you know, takes great pride in doing that to people. You know, we knew that game, they'd be a hard team to score 75 against, regardless. So you're gonna have to really lock down and guard, and they guarded as well. It's just that we got just enough offense because our defense was pretty good.
What does it take to bring that energetic level consistently on defense?
Well, just, you know, it'd be easier if it was at home all the time because you can feed off the crowd. But it's just a workman's like attitude. This is who we are. This is what we do. You know, you can't get giddy because you did it one game in a row. You got to string, you know, series of games in a row to say that you're actually becoming elite defensively, and we're not close to being there yet. But I do think that, you know, the sense of urgency back against the wall, and the understanding that you know, the road hadn't been good to us this year. We gotta be different than what we have been.
With the season winding down, what do you think about Big 12 Player of the Year candidates?
My personal opinion in this year, I think the team that wins it should get the award. The player should get the award from the team that wins it. I don't think anybody has separated themselves. Like last year, Trey and Devontae separated themselves from everybody else. You know, you got two first-team All-Americans. This year, we're not going to have that in our league. You're not going to have multiple first-team All-Americans, even though you've got four guys that have had unbelievable seasons. So to me, the separation is less than what it has been. Whoever's team, you know, plays the best down the stretch and wins the league, to me, that's the most deserving in this particular year.
So if there's a tie?
If it's a tie, give it to – I'd sell out for being a four-way tie and give it to all four. But I don't know. Then it would probably come down to, you know, stats or whatever if it's a tie. But to me, if there's an outright winner, that guy deserves it.
Weird way to think about it, but when you go against certain guys in the league year after year, even if they're great players on other teams, do you miss, like, not getting to play against them, I guess, at certain points?
What?
Like thinking about, like, the K-State guys and stuff like that, is it going to be not
do
weird, but...
miss not playing against them next year?
Yeah.
No. At all. No, I'm joking. I think there's certain guys, you know, that you place for other teams that you enjoy the competitiveness between them. George Niang and Monty Morris love playing against them. Loved, and they love playing against us. and we would always talk smack and all that stuff. But there's not very many guys in the league that I do that with personally. But like when Blake and Kevin and Michael all left, you know, as a competitor, you miss the opportunity to go against those guys each and every year. Even though the reality of it is, you know, the reason why we miss the competitiveness is because they were the best our sport had to offer in those particular years. But I don't think that I'm going to miss Dean and Barry and Stokes that much. I don't. They've been really good players for K-State, and they've represented their school a tremendous way, and all those things. But I don't think anybody in our league missed Perry when Perry left. They were probably glad he was it was probably his time to go, even though he's here like 17 years, I think.
Again, with the season almost over, any status of Vic?
No, there's been no change. So,
what do you remember about the year that you guys came back with three against Texas and won outright, I think 2010, 2011? Is there any similarities or any parallels you can draw?
I think there are a couple of similarities, except this year, it's happened twice, if I'm not mistaken, where we were behind a game with three games left, and two of them we won. One of them we won outright, and the other one, did we win them both outright? And the other one we tied. I can't remember. So I think Texas we won outright, and I think there was one more that we tied. Oh, yeah. Okay. So they're both again. They're both with Texas in, but this one's a little bit different because you have two teams ahead of you, so you got to have good fortune. You have to win yourself, and then you got to have things happen with two teams, not just one. So this is a longer shot, without question. Doesn't mean it can't happen, though, but it's a longer shot.
This season, it seems like the narrative has changed with your team. It's changed with the people that are playing. I mean, do you see this as a team that's really kind of made more changes in your tenure here?
I think this team has last year we started the season with seven guys on scholarship. We had three guys sitting out, and we had a couple ineligible guys. Sam wasn't eligible yet, and Sylvia wasn't here yet, and Billy wasn't playing. I mean, that was challenging, knowing you only got seven guys for a long time. But we are also fortunate because we didn't get hurt last year. But this year has been, to me, losing Doak's a blow, and everybody talks about the impact that of losing guys. You know, Udoka was the best back to the basket force in college basketball. It can be disputed, but I think over time he would win out, and if there was a vote on that. I'm talking about back to the basket, true five back to the basket. You know, there's just not as many of those now. So you know, you base your stuff on him, and then you base your stuff on Diedrich being our best passer, and of course Doak could catch lobs and do some things. So that's a big part of what we did. So we did have to change how we played, and then we got him back, and we changed back, and then we lose him again, and then we changed back, and then when we got depleted at the guard spot, we changed back again. So we've had a few changes this year, but I think our kids have been pretty resilient through it. I think they've done a nice job. I think it's been a frustrating year at times, but I'll be honest with you, I haven't been frustrated at all here of late. I think they're trying. I wasn't frustrated at Tech. I know fans may not want to hear that. I thought we tried, but when we got punched in the mouth, we didn't react great. But they were also terrific. They were great. Give them credit. So even though I was disappointed, it wasn't because preparation or anything like that, is because they were just a lot better that particular day, a lot better. But how they responded on Monday was short rest. You know, I couldn't be more proud of our guys where they're at, and we're counting on guys that we didn't have much expectations for going into the season. I think they've held their own pretty good, but certainly there's, you know, whoever's out there's got to deliver. There's no excuses. No matter who's not playing or who is playing or who's nicked up or who's not, you got to deliver when you're out there, and that's been a challenge for this group, but I don't think they've made excuses. I think they've handled it pretty well.
Thank you.
Part of those changes, ever since the Texas Tech game here at home, you guys have shot a lot more threes. I guess, what do you attribute that to? I know Devontae talked to the team. You've also kind of...
Devontae can take credit for it. He didn't have anything to do with that. I think that teams are guarding us in a way to make us shoot threes, too. I think teams are really trying to clog the lane and do some different things. And, you know, in order for us to get a good look, a lot of the possessions, I think that is our best opportunity. So I do think we're playing with more freedom. Quentin's playing with more freedom offensively. And Ochai's not bashful. And Devon doesn't take many, but he's pretty selective. But I think Diedrich, you know, the difference in taking, you know, one a game and five a game is pretty significant when you talk about percentages overall. And I think he's probably been a big reason why, too. But I do think teams are packing the lane against us.
Would you like Devon to be less selective for those three-point shots, like hit some more up?
I like the way Devon – I think Devon is playing like a guard should play. Yeah, I think the way the game's meant to be played is you move it, you pass it, and you shoot open shots. And I think he's doing about as good a job as anybody like that, you know, doing that.
Will you guys fly to both cities? Because this is strange playing two Oklahoma teams so close together.
Yeah, that's we will fly to both places. We'll leave. We'll come back right after the game. I think we did think about Sean staying, but the game's at 11 a.m. Like, if it had been a Saturday night game, we probably would have stayed. But since it's an 11 a.m. game, there, you know, we'll be back. We'll be back here by 5. So there was no reason to stay down there. If it was Saturday, Monday, we would have stayed. All right, guys.